If you don't take action to achieve the thing you want to achieve, you're going to envy the people who do. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at Isolde T on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Super glad that you're here. And this is going to be one of my short episodes. And this week, I'm going to be talking about something that... Okay, so let me get started. I meditate every day. And as part of my meditation practice, before I meditate, I set an intention. What is it that I'd like to know or think about? And in this morning's meditation practice, I would like to figure out some things that have been troubling me. And I want to, at the same time, look at potential podcast episodes to see what I could be thinking about. And so here's what popped up to me while I was meditating. These are sort of a set of statements, if you will, that make a lot of sense to me now that I've got them in front of me because I woke up and I came out of meditation and wrote them down. And here they are, and I want to explore them a little bit more fully this week. So from my meditation this morning, these are the statements that came out. Hope without action leads to delusion. Desire without action leads to envy. Promises without action lead to falsehoods. Goals without action lead to resentment. Inspiration without action leads to stagnation, and apologies without action lead nowhere. That's a tough set of statements, actually, because what does it do? It calls upon us to go, yeah, if I'm going to want something, if I'm going to pray for something, if I'm going to desire something, if I'm going to hope for something, nothing happens, and in fact, bad things happen if I don't take action on the things I desire or want or hope for or pray for. And so how fascinating is it to me that I'm thinking about this and the world is, we're having so many troubles in so many different ways. So I want to talk about each one of these this week, and I might talk more than one depending on how things go, but I want to really explore these because I think, yes, action is the key on all of these, and probably I could think up more if I go back into meditation, but think about it. Hope without action leads to delusion, right? So one of the things you've heard me talk about if you're a listener of the show is that what we need to do is take even teeny, minuscule, barely there actions in order to make progress. You don't need to leap a tall building in a single bound. You might need to step one foot in front of the other, but that's progress. And immediately upon taking that first step, everything looks different. Now, it might not look a lot different, right? Imagine, if you will, you're standing by the seashore. And you are on sand and the waves are coming up and you take one step towards the water, just one. Now, if you're pretty close to where the waves are coming, that one step could be the difference between staying dry and your feet getting wet, right? You didn't take a big step, but if you are at a precipice of some sort, taking one step could mean the difference between standing where you are and dropping down 3 feet or however many feet, depending on the size of the precipice, right? So one step might make the difference between yay or nay. It might make the difference between starting something and sitting in stagnation. We have to look at that notion of taking small steps and remind ourselves that taking a small step is a huge deal. right? We tend to think that unless something is big and grandiose, that it's not worthwhile, right? We look at the way we look at movies. They must be tent poles. They must be huge in order to be considered successful. Well, there are lots of movies that are not huge, but that are very successful, that are incredible pieces of art. And that's just an example. But when we're looking about the notion of taking a tiny step towards something you're hoping for, that tiny step changes your entire perspective. If you're stepping where the waves are going, for example, yeah, your feet might get wet and the water might be cold. But also, if you notice, your perspective might be totally different. The sand by the ocean, to keep going with that metaphor, the sand by the ocean's edge is wet versus the dry stuff just a few feet back, right? You are seeing everything altered. It's altered a little tiny bit, but it is altered. And so the reason I'm talking about this is because if you can see things from a slightly shifted perspective, you might get ideas, you might get notions, you might get thoughts, you might get prompts, you might have realizations that you wouldn't have had otherwise. But just that tiny shift in perspective will make all the difference in the world. You know, I was talking to my best friend about this, about Manhattan Henge, which is this weekend, May 30th, actually, is full Manhattan Henge. And if you don't know what Manhattan Henge is, it is when, okay, let's see. New York City is built on a 23-degree angle. It's not north-south. It's 23 degrees to the southeast. And so that means that when the city sets over, or the city sets good, when the sun sets over the grid that is Manhattan, because Manhattan, so much of Manhattan is a grid, certain parts of Manhattan, 2 days a year, you get to see the sunset all the way down between the streets, right? Because of that 23-degree angle, it sets all the way down so that you can see the sunset right at the edge of New Jersey, either the water or the hills of New Jersey there, the shore of New Jersey. So it's really cool because you can watch the sunset through the blocks, and Neil deGrasse Tyson called it Manhattan Henge. And I was talking to my friend Kristen, and she said, well, does it differ based on whether or not you're at 42nd Street watching the sunset versus like 23rd Street? And I said, no, because the sun is so big and so far away that little shift in perspective doesn't really change between, you know, 1 mile away from 23rd to 42nd is about a mile. That won't change because the sun is going to hit those blocks just about the same. But it will change a tiny bit if you are, say, at the equator versus New York City. Then you'll have a slightly different perspective. And that's the Earth to the sun. That's a huge, you know, we're talking about huge monolithic piece bodies, right? The sun is gigantic. The Earth, relative to us, the Earth is huge. Relative to the Earth, the sun is huge. So these are big bodies that we're talking about. And yet, you can have a teeny tiny change in perspective that changes everything, right? If you go to see Manhattan Henge on the 29th, if you went, because this is airing after, if you went to see Manhattan Henge on the 29th, you'd see a partial sunset. Just one day makes enough of a difference in where the sun sets that you don't see the sunset fully even one day before or one day after. You see it set fully only on the 30th, and on this year also July 12th. Now, why I'm talking about this is because even tiny steps, even a tiny shift, makes a huge difference. And so when I think about hope without action leading to delusion, if you have a hope for something, if you are going, oh, I want this, I hope for this to happen, but you don't ever do anything to make that hope come true, then you get deluded. You start thinking about that things should be a certain way, right? And they can't be that way unless circumstances happen to make them that way. But you could delude yourself into thinking something should be a certain way that you're hoping for without ever really getting to action towards realizing that hope. And the same exact thing can be said about something you want, can be said about desire, right? Desire without action leads to envy. If you want something really badly, and I mean really badly, but you don't ever do anything to get that something, If you don't take any steps to achieving it, oh, you're going to envy the people who do achieve it, right? If you want to write a book and you see all these, I mean, millions of books are being published every year. If you see all these people writing books and you desperately want to write a book, but you've never taken a step towards doing it, you haven't taken a class, you haven't checked in with anybody, you haven't looked at any YouTube videos, you haven't taken one of the endless webinars people have out there about how to write your book, then you're going to be really envious of the people who do write those books. And in fact, I'm going to help you, right? If you want to write a book, I'm going to add in the show notes to this my So You Want to Write a Book PDF, and you're welcome to it. I'm not going to ask for your email address or whatever. If you want to give it to me, I'd love it, but that's not necessary. I'm just going to put the link to the PDF in the show notes, and it breaks down how to write a book and how to promise yourself that you're going to write a book. So how to take action on doing the thing that you want, let's say, if it's writing a book. It'll be available for you in the show notes. And the reason I want to do that is because if it's something you want to do, but you're taking no action to it, it really does lead to envy for the people who do take action. And isn't that just a kick in the butt, right? For me, if I'm seeing people do something that I want to do desperately, but I'm not doing, It inspires me to go, you know what? I better start doing it. And that's what happened when I moved to New York, right? I saw New York being a buzz, and I couldn't live in DC anymore. I had to move to New York, and I took action. It was massive action. It took a lot to move to New York City. I'm never sorry that I did, right? I took the things that I needed to do. I made it happen, and it took sacrifice on both my husband's and my part, but it was more than worth it. And so when you're looking at all of this, the psychology behind taking a tiny step means that you don't develop envy for the people who are doing the thing you want to do. I use writing a book. It might be anything from running a marathon to changing jobs to having a baby or fostering a child or adopting a baby or I don't know. I don't know what it is that you want. Although if you want to let me know, I'd love to hear from you about it. You can feel free to drop me a comment, because the key here seems to be to take action. I mean, that's really, that's it. That seems to be the key. The key seems to be to take action on that which you want to achieve. If you don't take action to achieve the thing you want to achieve, you're going to envy the people who do. And that's no way to live. All right, I'm going to explore the next set of this meditation realization in the following episodes. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Please drop me a line and let me know what you think. These are realizations. It's interesting. You're probably going dead air, dead air, dead air. These are realizations I'm having as I'm doing these deep meditation practices, because I am working really hard to figure out what makes us take a chance. Right? That's ultimately the thing that we have to do. We have to take a chance to make the changes we want in our lives. If you don't take the chance, oh, you're going to regret it. Whatever it is, you got to try it. If you don't try it, you're going to regret not trying it. That's really all there is. All right, this is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.